Hello, this is Nancy Windhart, and I'm so excited to be a part of the 2012 Energy Healers Conference. I'm a professional animal communicator and animal communication teacher, and I also do energy and healing work with both animals and people. My greatest joy is to help people to better understand their animal friends' viewpoints, feelings, and perspectives through the universal language of telepathy. I also love to help other people to awaken their natural ability to use telepathic communication to help the animals in their families and communities. In this audio, I'm going to share some of the basic principles of telepathic communication and give you 10 tools for telepathy that you can begin to use immediately to improve your communication and relationships with your animal friends. So first of all, what is telepathic communication? The word telepathy has two parts, tele, which means distance, and pathy, which means feeling. So, telepathic communication is feeling across a distance, being able to perceive what is going on with another being at a deep feeling level. Telepathy is a universal language that all species share. We as humans have often forgotten this ability because of our culture's emphasis on verbal and written language. But this is an ability that we all are born with. Telepathic communication is our birthright, and I truly believe that it is possible for everyone to begin to rediscover this ability if we are willing to learn and to practice. So, what does telepathic communication feel like? Well, it can come in the form of feelings, body sensations, visual pictures, smells, tastes, sounds, emotions, or a general sense of knowing what is going on with an animal or person. An animal may show a picture of his environment, transmit a physical feeling of comfort or discomfort, or show their world from the perspective of their senses and viewpoints. Telepathic communication generally happens very quickly, in an instant. What sometimes takes more time is translating the telepathic communication into human language. As one cat told me, human language is so slow and cumbersome. Telepathic communication also may be surprising, as in something that was not what you expected to hear from the animal, or it may offer a unique perspective that would be outside of our human understanding. For example, being able to smell from a dog's perspective through the telepathic transmission of scent can open up a whole new world of understanding that can be rather mind-blowing for us as humans. A dog's nose can detect the most incredible detail and provides a whole encyclopedia of information, pictures, and data. And being able to experience the world through the point of view of a dog and her sense of smell is completely different from anything that is possible to experience through our human noses. So you may be wondering how telepathic communication can help you and your animal friends. To me, the most important benefit of telepathic communication with animals is that it can help to create deeper, more harmonious, and oftentimes life-changing relationships with our animals. Telepathic communication can also be extremely helpful for problem solving, for example, with behavior or training issues. Telepathy can help you to understand your animal's reason for doing things. Remember that behavior always makes sense from an animal's point of view. Communication is also very helpful for helping to heal emotional or physical trauma. For family transitions, for example, moving or bringing a new animal or child into the family. And for understanding your animal's needs and wishes during times of illness or at the end of life. It's also possible to communicate with animals in spirit telepathically. It works the same way as talking with an animal when they're alive. These are some of the most moving and beautiful types of consultations that I am privileged to be a part of in my work. Communication with the beloved animal in spirit can bring healing, resolution, and peace to people who are grieving. So if you're ready to open your life to the wonderful experience of direct telepathic communication with your animal friends, here are my 10 tools for telepathy. These tools will help you to begin to learn to receive telepathic communication from your animals. Tool number one, be open to telepathic communication. Just the fact that you're listening to this audio indicates that you at least feel that telepathic communication with animals is a possibility. Once you're open to it, you have the possibility to begin to experience it. Tool number two, recognize how you may be using telepathic communication already without realizing it. Have you ever known who was calling even before the phone rang? Have you ever had a thought like, once I'm through washing the dishes, I think I'm going to take my dog for a walk? And no sooner than you have had the thought, your dog grabs his leash and runs to the door. Or perhaps you've just had a feeling that something was wrong with your animal friend, and so made an appointment with your veterinarian that uncovered a physical problem that needed treatment. We all have had some experience with telepathic communication, whether with our animals or our human loved ones. Parents often experience this kind of connection with their children. It's sometimes called mother's intuition, and it is really telepathy. The more that you recognize how you're using telepathic communication already, the more you will start to honor and strengthen your telepathic muscles and increase your telepathic ability. And that brings us to tip number three. Expect telepathic communication from your animal friends. Once you begin to expect to hear your animals telepathically, you will be amazed at what may start to happen. Your animals will be thrilled that you want to learn to speak their language, and they'll begin to help you. And tip number four is, ask your animal friends for help. They are ready and waiting to have conversations with you, and they will be so excited when you ask for their assistance. I've had so many animals tell me, I've been waiting to help my person with this. This is one of the main reasons I'm with her. I even had a dog tell me, I don't mind slowing it way down for her. I love her so much, and she really needs my help. One of the reasons that animals have to slow it down for us is that our human minds tend to be filled with lots of clutter and chatter. So, the fifth telepathic tool is learn to quiet your mind. Often, as humans, our ability to receive telepathic communication is limited by our linear, rational, non-stop chattering intellect and mind. Anything that you can do to learn to quiet your mind will help you with learning to receive a telepathic communication accurately. You don't need to be an expert meditator, nor do you need to shut your mind off completely like a big blank. All you need to learn to do is to put your active mind in park or pause while you learn to get quiet, present, and listen to the animals. Yoga, meditation, martial arts, certain kinds of sports, playing or listening to music, contemplative prayer, spending time quietly in nature or the garden, all of these are things that can help you to learn to quiet your mind and discern the difference between your ideas and the authentic communication of your animal friends. Choose a practice or practices that you resonate with and enjoy, and use them to help you to quiet your mind. Quieting our mind seems to be one of the hardest things for us as humans to do. And so I've created a special gift for you just for participating in the 2012 Energy Healers Conference, a meditation MP3 recording that you can use to help to quiet your mind and connect your animal friends. At the end of this audio, scroll down to the bottom of the page to download your free gift, Open Your Heart to the Animals. The sixth telepathic tool is approach animals with respect for them as fellow sentient beings with the same spiritual essence as you. We differ in our physical bodies and experiences, but everything that is alive contains a spiritual essence or a soul. An attitude of respect for animals as fellow beings will automatically put you in a place where you will begin to be more able to receive authentic telepathic communication from them. Treating animals as inferior, less than humans, or as babies will limit your ability to receive telepathic communication, whereas an attitude of respect will cause them to want to communicate with you. The seventh telepathic tool is trust what you receive from the animal. Get confirmation if necessary from an animal communicator or animal communication teacher if it's your own animal, or from the animal's person if it's someone else's animal. But trust what you receive. This is especially important for beginners because it's a natural tendency to not trust that you've heard your animal accurately when you're first starting out. It's also helpful to practice with other people's animals in the beginning and to ask low-stakes questions that are verifiable but not too deep, like what's your favorite toy or what's your favorite thing to do with your person. Telepathic tip number 8 is acknowledge to yourself and your animal friends that you have received the message. Even if you're not sure it's accurate, say thank you or I heard you. This will encourage both you and your animal friends to keep communicating. Telepathic tool number 9 is find a teacher. Take an animal communication workshop or teleclass. There are many wonderful teachers in this field and many opportunities to learn. Find someone with whom you're comfortable, who will support and encourage you on your journey. Someone who will be a cheerleader for you and help you with any bumps, blocks, or fears. A teacher will also be able to guide you with getting good practice and feedback. We all need this in the early stages. So find someone to support you, mentor you, and help you to uncover your telepathic ability. And telepathic tool number 10 is my favorite tool of all. The one thing that can help to open your life to beautiful communication with your animals. And it's 2 simple words. Say yes. Say yes to yourself and yes to your animal friends. Acknowledge your ability to do this. Accept that you may not be perfect at it, but say yes to your willingness to begin this journey. And say yes to accepting your animal friends' help. This will open the door and begin a wonderful, life-expanding journey for you and your animals. I believe that telepathic communication will soon regain its rightful place as a natural, easy, and common way for all beings, animals, and people to communicate. The meditation recording, Open Your Heart to the Animals, can help you to begin your journey. This recording is your gift simply for attending the 2012 Energy Healers Conference. Please scroll down the page to access this MP3. I would love to hear from you, and I would love the opportunity to work with you and your animal friends. My website, nancywindhart.com, has lots of information about animal communication, animal healing, and it includes free articles, free audio, and helpful resources. Again, that is nancywindhart.com. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I wish you and your animal friends abundant blessings and joy in your lives together.